time to catch up on the latest news with vaccinations. And Dr. Ava Pieko from the Bendigo Respiratory Clinic joins us as per usual every couple of weeks. Ava, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen Robbo. And isn't it great to be out of lockdown today?
hasn't made much difference so far, I must admit. You know, up at 3:30 in here.
Either.
Yeah, but it is good. It is good.
So you've been pretty busy throughout this. Have you seen an increase in the number of vaccines coming through, or is it just pretty steady as she goes?
For the moment, pretty steady as she goes, but more inquiries and people booking ahead, so that's great. We're coming sort of towards the end of our 12-week cycle of AstraZeneca's. But we are getting a whole lot of new people who are hesitant, who are waiting, but have realised it's no point for those people over 60 waiting to get Pfizer, that they're better off getting AstraZeneca now. And that's great. So those, you know, quite a few people coming through for their first jabs who are reluctant, but they're seeing the light, and it's better to have the vaccine than to have COVID.
Yeah, well, you can, and actually the waiting period between the two is down to 6 weeks now, isn't it? So it's not
a great delay.
Yeah, so that's a lot better.
They've changed it to both. So 6 weeks for AstraZeneca to get people through faster, and extending it, though, to 6 weeks for Pfizer so we can get more people getting their first jabs in.
Well, it all sounds very sensible. So how you said you were a bit short on Pfizer last time we spoke. Has that improved, or has it all gone to New South Wales?
it has improved. So they've increased our allocation. And also, as I said, as we're getting towards the end of the 12-week cycle for the AstraZenecas, we've got more appointments available. So we have opened up a few more, and we're hoping next week that we'll be opening up more Pfizer still in the next couple of months. So that would be excellent.
And the younger end of the availability as far as Pfizer goes, are you seeing good uptake on that? You know, teenagers looking to get it?
Great families coming through, which is really good too. So getting, you know, several teenagers in the household through, which is excellent, and friends coming in, so that's really nice.
I've noticed through the social media that a lot of people are similar, well, not nowhere near my age group, but the younger people are all proudly having the vaccine done and then showing us the photo of them with their little plaster on. Proudly. It's good to see, I think, being a person pro the whole thing, because I just want us all to get through it and we can forget about it in less than 10 years.
Well, I think they want to get back to normal life and back to having their, you know, their childhoods and their adolescence and their early 20s and getting out and doing what, you know, you're supposed to do. And they've grown up with vaccines. I mean, these are kids in the first 6 months of life, you know, probably get about 21 different doses of vaccines if you combine them, because some of our vaccines have got like 6 vaccines in one. So if you think of what you get in your childhood in those first 6 months, they're vaccinated to their eyeballs, and all the better for it.
Absolutely. That is for sure. So I guess the message finally is just very simply, just get on the queue.
And if it is a year 11 or 12, it's a VCE student who rings up to our clinic and wants to have an appointment. If you let us know, we are actually putting the VCE students through with a 3-week gap for Pfizer rather than the 6. So we can get them vaccinated before they're in their exam rooms.
Oh, fantastic stuff. All right, well, Dr. Ava, it's good to talk to you as always, and we shall do so
again in
a couple of weeks.
Terrific. Just get vaccinated, everybody, and get tested if you have symptoms, because that's the key to stopping other people from getting infected.
My word it is. Okay, thanks very much. Talk soon.
Perfect. Thank you.
Ava Pieko from the Bendigo Respiratory Clinic.